Tuesday night. But yeah, I apologize. Okay. Monday nights, we could. Okay, we'll decide what to do Monday nights. I'm ready to learn Monday nights. Maybe it was, I don't know. Well, we'll see. And tomorrow night I won't be here. I forgot all about it. I wouldn't have done that yesterday night, I don't think. But tomorrow night I have two chas. A lot of people have two chasanas tomorrow night, both in the shul. The last time Rabbi Nussbaum married off a child, it was also the same night as someone else in the shul. He has an uncanny ability to pick them. Now here he was first. Here he was first, and the other person was second. Anyway, I'm sorry, tomorrow night, no share. Two obligatory weddings to go to. Otherwise, I don't go to weddings. I'm obligated. They have a shivra guf. They wrote it into my contract. Except I don't have a contract. Okay. Well, where are we holding here? Shmaitza, Shir, Shmaitza Beis, Perek Tezvav. He is talking about the Beishmul's Kasha on the Kesef, on the Magen Mishnah, about Rov, and he brings down the Yesod based on Ashita Mukubetzes and Bava Metzia, that Rov is still Sofeg, not Vadai. He's talking about Kol the Porish, Meruba Porish. The Shmaitza, we're in the middle of Perek Tezvav. Shmaitza Beis makes the connection between it being a svara or a halacha. It seems that he assumes, I guess in svara, that if it would be a svara, it would be mesalek the safek. It makes sense, because if it's a svara to follow it, so the only svara would, l'chayra the svara, you wouldn't have a svara telling you to follow it unless it made it a suffix. The dynamic that even though it's a suffix, this is what you should do, what you would like to call hanoga, let's say, would only exist in a din Torah. That's, you know, but if the din's a svara, a compelling svara, I don't know, I guess it's not really Mukhrach. We'll see in a moment when he starts talking about Ruba Delesa, come on. Meanwhile, he's talking about Kol de Parish, Meruba Parish, where he claims that there's nothing really compellingly logical to say. You have a group of nine things and one thing, so to say that it came from the group of nine is not compellingly logical. That's my words, but that's what he means. It's not a svara. Now, I just want to speak it out again. Statistically, if you do it enough times, or maybe whatever, maybe statistics show that it'll come more often from the Rov. Statistically. And everybody will say that logically, that would probably be the statistic. There's something logical about it. So it is logic. So I'm saying, the statistic is not embedded in Metzius. The fact that it's not embedded in Metzius. What? Where did it come from?
Well, more than statistically would come up most of the time. So if it's not embedded in Metzius, where did it come from?
Where did the statistic come from?
If it comes out, if the Rav is motor that most times it comes out that it will be the road, so like...
Because beforehand there's nothing compelling to say that it will. I could live with that. I could see that something... Let's say, because you don't know if the statistic... When they first came out with LaMarshall, that people who smoke get cancer. I'm just using it as a marshal. If you don't know the medical link that the tobacco smoke like ruins your lungs, so the fact that it's the statistic still doesn't tell you anything, because the marshal, it was claimed at the time. It could be that people that smoke are nervous, so maybe nervousness causes cancer. You don't. Embedded means you see the link. You see that there's a causative effect. Like Ruba Delesa, come on. We know that there's a teva and the bria that has most animals be not treifas. So that's what I call embedded. It's embedded in the teva bria. Here, a statistic. I don't know. I guess because it could be a fluke. And a Konami Monovshach. The statistic is true. If you come up with a, that's my point. What you're saying, Ishtiko. If you come up with a link, then it, obviously it's going to be a svara. But then it's not going to be because of the rove anymore. It's not going to be. Usually, a statistic makes them investigate further, and they find a link. Because they say, why are most people that grow up in the cities, why are they dying in childbirth more than people that grow up on a farm? So the statistic will make them figure that something's fishy here. They'll investigate. And then they'll find. Then they'll realize after a lot of investigation and doing a lot of placebo, and running tests. So they'll say it's because the people in the city don't get enough sunshine, and you don't get enough sunshine, so you don't have enough vitamin B12. I don't know, I'm just making up things, right? And the B12. So so you have whatever. What did I start off with? What more? More Hapolos, more.
Yeah.
Well, Apollos,
more
death in childhood. Yeah. So all the statistic does by them is also just alert you to look for the link and to find the link. But if they can't find the link and it's just a statistic, they're also not machshavim because you don't know. Could be there's some other C, but it's not Negei on your case. It's not the statistic itself that's ever the Machayev. Kol de Porish is not a Machayev, that's his point. The fact that. That's all.
So in the case of a Rove, there is a link.
Ruben de Isa or Ruben de Lesser. That's the difference. Ruben de Lesser is a link. Ruben de Lesser is compelling because we say that the Teva of the Bria is to produce whole animals that are not treifas most of the time. That's the Teva HaBriya. Now, it's not the Teva HaBriya that when you have a rove and a miut, then something that's perish will come from the rove. Obviously, if that would be in the Teva HaBriya, I would throw up my hands and I would say, you're right. But then I would say that every Ruba de Issa come on is a Ruba de Lesser come on. Because that's what it would be. It can't be true that it's so. So you're tining, then it's not going to be true that most of the time it'll come from the rove.
Yeah,
that's what he's tining. I don't know. He's tining if it's true that most of the time, if there would be a statistic, if there would be a statistic, means they would try it out 10,000 times, and then there would be a clear statistic that most of the time it's from the rove. I don't know.
But why isn't there a pure?
Still doesn't prove cause and effect.
Why can't you say
it's correlation?
Why can't you say that a pircha that someone suggested that since we have a rule called the parsh and the parsh, it means it applies, it's 49.9 and 50.1. We say it's from the rove. And that vada statistically no one will ever be able to show, I don't think.
Okay, but that's not what the Shmaitzer says.
In other words, it's not.
You know, where's the Shari Yosha? We need someone here that
knows
a mathematician that knows.
We need a
where's the Shari Yosha? Variation. Beis. Okay, so Aleph must be there.
Eitan, it looks like this. This is Beis. This is Beis.
What color is it?
Here's the story of the lottery tickets.
When the truth is the last, what?
The truth is the last to come on.
The breed.
Well, it's not an attribute of the animal. The animal is not a rogue or a meat. The animal is what it is. I can't call it an attribute of the animal. The animal is either a trait or not a trait. The animal is not rogue or meat. It's a debris embedded that debris will produce whole animals, not trait animals. You didn't get it from, you didn't get it from Aruba de Lesser. You're turning that Aruba de Lesser Kamon into Aruba de Issa Kamon. There's no Porish by Aruba de Lesser Kamon. You didn't get it from a set. Aruba de Lesser Kamon has a different, the different equation. Not the point. Aruba de Lesser Kamon is like a
built into the
predicting. Aruba de Lesser Kamon says that, assume this animal is. You know, Kol Deporish doesn't talk about the animal itself. It talks about the set, what set it came from. It came from the set. Ruben the Lit. Ruben
the Lit.
It's not a. I can't agree with the words. Ruben the Lesagamon addresses what the animal is. It says that 80% of the time, the debris, the way the debris flows, the way the Eibishter made the debris, a kosher animal will be produced, will be born, it'll be kosher. And therefore we can assume that the animal in front of us is kosher because the bria rove times produces. But you're not dealing with a set, you're not dealing with a rove and a meat. Right? You're dealing with a vada. You're not dealing with a rova meat. You're dealing with an animal that you're saying it's not a trefa. It's a shlema. Period. You're not saying it's from the robe. You know, it's not from anything. There's no kol deporish. It is kosher. It's not from the set of kosher animals. It's kosher.
But it's based on a ruba de lesser.
That's because it's a ruba de lesser.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
So the din of kol deporish is not shy from ruba de lesser.
Right.
The
Mamish called the parish are the words for Aruba de Issa Kamon.
Isn't that because by the said when it's slice by Aruba de Issa Kamon is not a separate?
Well, he's about to say that. He's about to talk about Aruba de Issa Kamon. Meanwhile, he's talking about.
So you think it's not logical and therefore not?
Oh, so the Shmaitzer link is that if it's not logical, then it's not mesalek the suffik. So bechefza, it's still suffik mamzer. Bechefza, it's still suffik asiri. Since it's only a din Torah that you're following, he assumes that if it would be logical,
Torah has to go after the role.
Yeah. He's assuming if it would be logical. I don't know. I'm not agreeing with his assumption. But we didn't get up to it yet. He's going to say that in a few paragraphs. Now I want to deal with this paragraph where he says, I'm looking for the Shimon, right? Maybe Sharon. Dalid?
Yeah, the very beginning of that, I think.
Yeah, I think. I know it's in the beginning. That's why
it's very beginning. I mean, I'm not sure, but that's where I saw he started talking, I believe it's on.
It's called Kabbalah. Wait.
Yeah,
logical, but chazaka b'shur is not logical.
We've been saying that ever since the first minute you raised that point.
The whole point of chazaka was this.
Not big.
Give me a little one more chance to look at Shar Gimel. To be here. I don't know, you have to have someone that knows statistics, like what he says, like if you buy 9 lottery tickets and another person buys one, you don't have really more chances of winning. They're only going to pick one ticket.
You have 9, but you have 9 times the probability.
Nine times the probability is not Rove.
Right.
That's the point. Rove is not probability. Rove is not probability. It's not statistic. It's statistical probability. But it's not. So that's his question. It's not. The Koach of Rove doesn't talk about the one ticket they're going to pick. Hold the Porish, my Ruba Porish, doesn't talk about what the animal is. Anyway, let's drop it.
Picture
or just
one thing?
No, I'm not finding the right word, maybe. I just instinctively feel it's not embedded. There's no Siba, the Etzem, why it should be kosher. Just because the most you can say is called the Parish Meruba Parish, and that's all we do say. It's like we don't even address the issue of like what it is. We say it came from the set of the roof. But the something of what this meat is, okay. Anyway, that's what the Shmaitzer says. It's what the Sheet the Mukubetzer says. That called the Persian real Persian leaves you with Asiri Vaday, which leaves you with Asiri Suffolk. So he says it leaves you with a Mamza Suffolk also. Vimkein who adin b'mamzer, the Torah omer mamzer vaday v'loy mamzer sofek. Vimkein afilu hechad b'korish nami loy nothing mechal sveika. V'mutam in haTorah lovei b'kol. Afilu b'roy psulim v'yadin and shepirish. And we know that he went to her. I have called the Porush. I think I have this book. Called the Porush, right? You have a set of nine and a set of one, and an animal was Porush. So you say called the Porush, my Uber Porush. Okay, let me. Let's say we just look at this animal. We know it was Porush. Good. But if we just look at this animal and say, what is this animal? The animal has no reason in the animal to be, let's say, kosher more than treif, or treif more than kosher. That's a 50-50 chance. I mean, if you don't know what it is, well, I'm calling it 50-50. And it's called the Porish. It's just, it's a solution. That's a dentira. How do you, But the animal itself, there's nothing. The animal and the road do not interface. They don't cross. They don't cross. So if you ask what this animal is, you're going to have to answer 50-50. It's a 50% chance it's going to be trefa. The animal. You say, what is this animal? Kosher trefa. I say, maybe it's not right to say a 50% chance. It was porish from the roe. But if you sort of like just, if you look at the animal, you say, it's like you said when you flip a coin, and 100 times in a row it comes out on heads. And you say, what's the chances the next flip will be tails or heads? The answer is 50-50. Because this flip is unaffected by the 99 flips that came before. They're not mashbia pumthakir. Ruben the Lesser, come on, the rove is mashbia on this animal. Because the rove addresses this animal. And the rove says the bria produces a whole animal, not a trefa animal, most of the time.
But what happens in more than
half? Wait. So when you follow the rove, you're talking about a koach. The koach harov addresses what this animal is. It addresses what this animal is. When all you have is a statistic, the statistic does not address what is this animal, which is the real suffix. Is this animal kosher or is it not kosher? The animal is either going to be kosher or not kosher. It doesn't know. It came from there.
And a mathematician.
A mathematician would say there's more probability.
No, but you know, to use your lottery example, there's something in mathematics called conditional probability. Somebody bought 9 tickets and somebody bought 1 ticket and they didn't choose the winning ticket yet. The person who bought 9 tickets has 9 times the chance of winning.
Does he really? Or
yeah,
it's
he does.
No, maybe that's not the right
but
words.
Once the winning
maybe
ticket,
he doesn't.
Once the winning ticket is picked, they have an equal chance.
Okay, why? Explain that.
Because it's no longer, because it's fact already. It's like you have the bria. It's either trefa or it isn't. It's picked already. It has nothing to do with where it came from.
Yeah, so then every case of kol deporish is like the lottery ticket that was already picked.
Correct.
Not Ruben the Lesser, come on. Right. Okay. Every kol deporish.
No, wait, it's the opposite.
No, not the opposite. That's a yeshakoyach. Every suffix that you have, if an animal's kosher or treif, that's the equivalent of the lottery ticket was picked already. You have this animal in front of you.
Either is or it isn't.
I thought you were saying
right.
It either is or it isn't. Wait. It has nothing to do with probability anymore.
Stop. Let's forget the animal. Let's forget kol deporish. Do you hear what he's saying?
Yes.
You want to explain it? Could you explain it again?
No, I understand it. I don't see the application.
The application is beautiful.
No, this which case is which? That's what I don't get.
Kol deporish, before it's porish, it's like you didn't pick the ticket
yet. And then
yet.
You can talk about probability.
Then you can talk about an animal that will be porish.
Will be porish from the road.
Will probably be porish from the road. But once... We don't, that kol deporish doesn't even address that. Kol deporish addresses the animal after it's picked. It's like the lottery ticket has been picked already. Now, your animal is 50-50.
You either have a winning ticket or you don't have a winning
right.
ticket.
Right.
Which is the case where
how many you have.
Which is the case
do you understand what he's saying?
Yes.
Sure.
But the case
forget that. You'll figure it out once you understand
the
it.
Common is the case where it was not picked yet.
Wrong. Called the Purish, it was picked. Before it was Purish, what people instinctively feel that there's more chance that it'll be kosher if it's called the Purish is not really true. What they're correct in is that if we would talk before the animal was Purish and we would say an animal will be Purish, then it would be true to say it will probably be from the rove. But I'm not sure. But in logic, in the Teva Habriya, in reality, once it's Poresh, is like once the ticket
is
picked,
is or it is
then it's 50. Then they both. After it's picked, you say what? In other words, if you go to Las Vegas, after the lottery ticket's picked, and you want people to place bets who have the winning ticket, the bookies will say it's 50-50. Wait, does that make sense? Wait, the bookie, am I right? Is that what you're saying? Once
until they pick the winning ticket, that's what Howie said.
Until they pick the winning ticket.
The winning ticket. That's because you pick a ticket.
If some guy buys up close to the lottery ticket.
He picks nine tickets. He got that point. He has more chances than the guy who picked nine tickets.
Before the winning ticket.
Before the winning ticket.
Correct.
The whole departure is after the winning ticket's picked.
No.
Yeah. The animal came out already. The animal was Poresh. Now you want to know what this animal is. Wait. I want to forget animals. Why is that true? Can you explain it more? Why is it true that before it's picked, it's a chesaron in English, because before it's picked, all we can talk about is
the probability.
What will it's only a probability what will probably
what
be picked. But it's not, even there, it's not embedded, it's not like, we're not saying what the winning ticket, let's say the winning tickets are, let's say the nine tickets were blue and the one ticket is green.
Probability talks about something that hasn't happened yet.
Right. Once it happened, explain.
Once it's happened, it's a fact. It either is kosher or it's not. So, or it's a winning ticket or
Would you use the word 50-50 or you wouldn't use those words?
No, it's not a probability anymore.
So, I mean, you can't.
Once it happened.
You don't talk about probability.
Yeah.
So that's. I'm trying to figure out where the confusion is. Maybe the confusion is using the words 50-50.
Yeah.
We shouldn't use the words 50-50. We should say. Quiet. Would you say it's equally it's equally likely? No, you won't say likely. So what word would you use after it's picked?
It is what it is. And you don't know what it is.
Is that called
and that's equal now? It's
you could, halakhically you can say
no.
Is it
happened?
Is it
didn't
equal?
Happen. That's what I mean.
Right. Is it?
I'm on the same
it happened. Cold the parish means the ticket was picked. An animal was Poresh from the row
winning
means the
ticket
was picked.
It happened means the ticket won. Not just
no.
Yes,
the ticket won. You picked the winning ticket.
Nine tickets, it's more chance. It'll be
the winning ticket has been chosen.
Right, not once the winning ticket
right.
Yeah, you picked the ticket. You say that's the winner.
The winning ticket was chosen, and now you say, does the guy who bought nine tickets have more of a chance?
Then more of a chance.
We don't say he does.
Tickets.
It's called, I forget the details, but it's called conditional probability, because once you know the answer, you can no longer go back and say, what was the probability before the fact happened? Probability only talks about what hasn't happened yet.
So if I go to Las Vegas to a bookie, after the winning ticket's been picked, he won't give odds that it's from the nine?
Sure.
I mean, he can bet on anything he wants. People bet on...
No, but will there be odds? Will he set the odds at 9-1?
If there are only a total of 10 tickets, I don't know.
If there's 10 tickets and one was picked already, will he give 9-1 odds?
In his case, it hasn't been...
I don't think he should. Once the winning ticket's been picked...
Yeah, that's my question. According to you, he shouldn't.
That's right.
Which seems, why not? It doesn't seem to matter.
Even though there's only 10 tickets, one guy bought nine, and
right.
And it's
but it's over already.
Why doesn't it carry
for him, it's not over. The bookie expects to. Why doesn't it carry
you're trying to make it as if it hasn't happened yet. And if you want to translate it into, well, since nobody knows what the winning ticket is, so therefore it hasn't happened yet, so the old probabilities still prevail. But in the case of the animal, once you've chosen the animal...
You see, that's what I'm saying.
What
well,
it
that's
is.
What I'm saying.
The
animal
tries.
Is either treif or
that's
it's kosher.
Exactly.
It's either treif or it's kosher. The fact that it was Poresh from the rove is not mashpia on its kashrus or tarfus. So maybe it's wrong to call it 50-50. But we know the language of halacha calls it 50-50. The halacha, for example, calls the amount of scharim and the kavos in the world 50-50. When really at any given moment it's not 50-50. It just is, that's the halacha's weak side. Maybe it's our fault. We shouldn't say 50-50. We should say it's equally possible that it's kosher It's equally possible that it's kosher or that it's treif.
Or you'd like to say it's indeterminate.
No, but I want to say it's equally possible.
Better than reality.
I want to, is that true? Would you? It's now that it was picked and it happened already. So there's only two choices. It's either kosher or treif. My point is my next sentence. Kosher or treif is not affected by the fact that this group was bigger than that group. Kosher or treif is only one choice on each side. See, Reuben the Lesser, come on, says that the Rov tells you it's kosher. The Rov addresses what the animal is. The set of nine animals and one animal doesn't address what the animal is. And that's why the Lashon of the Din is also, I think, very, very telling. The Lashon of the Din is only, it's going to sound funny to you, it's only called the Parish Meruba Parish. It's like, it doesn't even talk about what the thing is. It tells me, assume it came from the Rove. And my next sentence will be, well, if it came from the Rove, then it's kosher. But the Etzem Din doesn't address its kashrus. It doesn't say, called the Parish Havi Kosher.
What happens after you've gone through more than half of them? Like you have 10 animals, one's treif, and one separates out. And you do that another 5 times. So now you have, each time, you say it's coming from the road.
Nothing changes, like the flipping.
But now I have 6 and 4.
It's like the flipping, like the lottery ticket.
But that's what I'm asking. It's like each
change.
One of those six are still all kosher.
There has to be a name. He gave it a name.
Conditional problem. I'm not sure that's what this is, though.
It mamish is. After the animal has been poresh, then it's absurd. It's either kosher or treif. That's Rav Shimon's point with the lottery ticket. Now I understand Rav Shimon. It's either kosher or treif. Nothing. I keep looking for the right word. It's not embedded in reality, the fact that this guy bought 9 tickets and that guy bought 1. That has nothing to do with the ticket I'm holding in my hand. I'm only holding 1 ticket.
It's embedded. Why does that?
No, that guy's holding 9 tickets.
I'm talking about the one ticket that was chosen. Who does it belong to? The guy that bought 9 tickets or the guy that bought 1 ticket? There's no more chances. That's how he's explaining it. There's no more chances. The ticket's been picked. You keep wanting to frame the question after it's been picked as if it hasn't been picked.
Okay, but we still want to guess who has the winning ticket, right?
Now we really say, so let's look at it.
That's the whole confusion.
He's mamish right.
Winning ticket. Once you have a winning ticket, you don't have.
Correct. So now once you have an animal picked.
That's called the winning animal?
The animal's picked. And now it's either kosher or treif.
The guys bought the tickets for.
Use common sense. Okay. It's either kosher. See, the right words to use are maybe are not 50-50. Again, what I was saying, he's saying, we keep framing it as if it didn't happen yet. Because probability is only a predictor of what will be. But after the animal has been poresh already, probability is irrelevant. So then what does Kol Deparish say? So that's the point. Kol Deparish does not address probability, because probability is not relevant anymore. It's a din. Even though you have no idea what this animal is, kosher or treif, and you only have two choices, the din of Kol Deparish says, and that's why the Shemaita says it's not a svara, it's a din. Say that it came from the larger set. It's like chazaka. There's no logic to saying it came from the larger set. Now that it was picked. Okay. Shkoyach. Good. Okay, we have to stop. No, we thank you. No, there's a very, I have to think about what he's saying, but he put it, this is the key. The key that once it's picked, it's not a gay anymore. It's not a gay anymore. You have no right to bring it up. And we keep saying, but it's 50-50. It's not the right word. It's sloppy thinking. It's not even, I know it's 50-50 is also not the right words. The right words are, it's either Reuven's or it's Shimon's. It is what it is. It's unaffected anymore by. It's unaffected. It's unaffected by the fact that this guy bought 9 tickets and this guy bought 1. That no longer plays a role. It only plays a role before it's picked in terms of probability. But it doesn't play a role once it's picked. Once it's picked, you only have 2 choices. I kept calling that 50-50, but it's not the right words, because 50-50 is probability words. Hello? Yes?
It's really, to me, it's like, you know, there's no more context.
Right.
It's just really,
it's over. The game is over.
Okay,
right.
I,
so it's what it is. But
I can hear you, but I can't talk to you, because it's a very bad time now. And I will not be able to talk to you for the next 2 hours.
Because we have it in the nature
so
of the
you can try in
so
2 hours.
So we say that's what it is.
That is connected to the whole Bria.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You can't disconnect something from the Tzius, from the Bria.
No, this is the key. This is the key. This is the key. Baruch Hashem. And the mistake is to call it 50-50. What we really want to say is it's either kosher or treif. You only have 2 choices, and it doesn't matter anymore. The fact that this guy, the fact that 9 animals were kosher and 1 animal was treif is not any longer relevant. Now there's an animal in front of you, it's either kosher or treif. So therefore, kol deporish is gzeiros hakosef. It's gzeiros hakosef. It says that despite that everything we just said is true, you should say that it came from the larger group. Even though...
For no reason?
For no reason. That's what the Shmaitza says. For no reason. For no reason. Yeah, for no reason. Say, and that's, you should know, the Lashon, I hold the Lashon of the Din reflects for no reason. Called the Parish, Meruba Parish. The Din, called the Parish, Meruba Parish. I hold it's even telling that it doesn't address what the animal is. It's called the Parish. It's almost as if it says, it came from the Rove. That's what I should say. Then you'd ask me, what is the animal? I'll say, well, if the halacha tells me to say it came from the Rove, then I'm going to have to say it's kosher. But it doesn't...
No,
the halacha doesn't say it's kosher.
Right. I'm agreeing with you because
it
I think...
says, we say it came from the Rove.
Yeah, it's a din.
It has to be that way, otherwise my question doesn't make sense. Once you pass half of it, there's no more logic there. I've already separated out, one at a time, I've separated
matter,
out 6 out of 10. So now the Rove is in the 6, but it doesn't matter because each one was individual.
I'll tell you even where it has big enough kaminas. Let's say you have most... Let's say you have Rove stores selling kosher. But the one store selling treif sells 10 times more meat. There's more meat in the treif store. The dinners, you still go with the Rove stores. Because called the Parish, Meruba Parish,
right.
Says it came from the set. It came from the set. It came from the set.
Why isn't that a Rove of meat, though? Why is it a Rove of stores?
It's a different question. But in terms of logic, certainly you would right. Go with Rove meat.
Right.
Even if it was literally the Rove meat, like it was 10,000
pieces. That's what I'm asking. Even if it's not logical, why shouldn't
no,
it still
but,
say...
No, but in terms
like,
of the division...
Because...
Tafka, why should it be the stores and not the meat?
Because there's no din...
Either one
because
be
the parish, because the parish is from the store. The parish is from the store because you don't have a group of.
See, it's where they're grouped.
Meat.
Which one is it?
The group is the store. No, the odds. See, Rav Shimon says it this way, and I don't remember why it's so confusing. He says it's 9-1 odds. In this case, you say there's 9 kosher stores and 1 treifa store, but the odds are 9-1 against it being from any store. That's how Rav Shimon puts it. Like, what do you mean it came from a kosher store? But any store it came from, so says Rav Shimon, this is how he puts it. Maybe it's not the same point that Howie's saying. Rav Shimon says, any store it came from, the 9-1, the odds are against it, so then why should you say, it's always, Rav Shimon says, whatever happened, there was 9-1 odds against it happening. So how do you know which 9-1 was violated?
That's a very good.
That's how he puts it.
That's a better way to put it.
It's always 9-1 against it happening, and it happened.
Right, but you can make logical proofs.
Oh,
9 is then kosher, and 1 of them is treif.
So that's what called the parish allows you to do: make groups. But that's why you don't look at the meat; you look at the stores.
Well, whichever shower it's in, it's 7-1 odds against it.
Except we don't know where the Shimon is, but whichever shower it's in, it's 7-1 odds against it being there. Yes, should I make fun of you for calling me that? No, I'm not in the middle of Shira. I was for the last 8 years in the middle of Shira at 9:05, but tonight,
took off.
I'm not. I'm making fun of you, you know. Okay, goodbye. I cannot call you back until probably 10:30. If you need an answer before, tell me now. No, I can't. I'm giving you a call. Me exactly at 9:30. Because from 9:30 to 10:30, I'm really not available. So call me exactly 9:30.